All right. Wasn't that a great job by the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to steal the show, but Jesus steals the show, but the lambs are close. Okay. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 1, and some of the verses of it were quoted to us by the children. So we're going to have a quick look at that here. So Matthew chapter 1 and verses 18 to 25, I'm going to read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, this is the prophet Isaiah, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And that's Matthew's account of Jesus' birth. The Gospel of Luke gives greater detail, and we're going through the book of Luke in our verse-by-verse study Sunday morning, so we'll look at Luke's account Sunday morning. But for this evening, Matthew's account. And Matthew lays it out simply, who the baby that's born to Mary is. And that is Jesus, which means Savior. And the other name we see is Emmanuel. And that comes from the prophet Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, which was written some 800 years before Jesus was born. And so Jesus fulfilled that prophecy. He came. And that's one of my favorite names for Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, because that is really who he is. He came to earth and he walked on this earth, God with us. And ultimately, he went to the cross, he died to pay the debt of sin, as the passage I read says, that he would come to save his people from their sins. And ultimately, what that means is being saved from the penalty or the consequence of sin. And there will be a judgment one day. The Bible is very clear on that. And Jesus came so that we would not have to experience that judgment. He came to pay the debt. So we celebrate the birth of Jesus some 2,000 years, a little more than that now, after he was born. And Matthew just lays out the facts. Mary's child was conceived of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, Son of God, also came in human form, human flesh. Emmanuel, that name, God with us, it really describes who Jesus is, and also God with us, his humility, that he'd leave the throne room of heaven and come to earth. I think we forget about that. At Christmas, we celebrate the baby and the manger, and which was not, think about it, nothing spectacular about a manger. It's a feed trough in a barn, maybe not even in a barn, but in a shelter. And so very humble. We think of that. He didn't come to a palace. He came. He was placed in a manger. And I was thinking about this, even like we go, well, that's so lowly. But it's kind of nothing compared to leaving the throne room of heaven and even just putting your foot on this earth, his feet on this earth. Yeah. I have no words really to describe that, but the pictures we have, the glimpses we have of God's throne room and the majesty and the glory and the holiness, and compare that to earth. Yeah. Being born in a barn or a stable was, you know, a small sacrifice compared to the sacrifice of leaving heaven's throne room. But he came so he could be with mankind. And as Reuben said, Jesus coming, God sending his son, and then the cross, this is the greatest act of love that has ever been made in history. It means Savior. He came to earth on a rescue mission. There is not one of us who can earn our salvation, earn righteousness before God. God's perfect. We are not. But God sent his son that no one should perish, but everyone could have eternal life if they had put their trust in him. So it's a rescue. And I can't overstate that. We can't fix our situation. But God said, here, Jesus will pay the debt. It's simple but hard, because it's a matter of the will. Put your trust in him. It takes some humility. But at the same time, it's like, once you do, it's why didn't I do this sooner? So we celebrate the birth of Jesus as we should. Why it's really significant is what he went on to do, and the cross, and then the resurrection, and then our opportunity to trust him, have faith in him, and receive salvation. And so I'm not going to make this long. Matthew put it's pretty brief what I read, right? It just runs through the facts. And so, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, really there's a couple questions. The first one is, it's that question of, what have you done with Jesus? Or, do you know him? Like, have you put your trust in him or not? Because there is only two options there. And do you realize that he is still God with us? He's still Emmanuel, God with us. And one day he will return. The Bible's very clear on that. It's our hope. It says also in the Old Testament in Isaiah, the government will be on his shoulders. One day he'll rule. We're looking forward to that day. Human governments are somewhat disappointing. One day our Lord will rule. Yeah. We hope for that day. The really significant thing is eternity is our future. And where's that going to be? In God's presence. It's like the book of Revelation says there'll be a judgment one day. And people will, the books will be opened and people will have to answer. Unless their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And what that means is everyone who's put their trust in Jesus will not stand and be judged. Because think of it this way, he's there to say, I've paid the price. I've already paid the price. Their names are written, or his name or her name is written in my book of life. So, no judgment. That's an awesome thing. That's the thing we can never fix on our own. But God has sent his son. So that is what we celebrate. And we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's life's most important decision. So I'll finish with this. And it's this simple. When it comes to deciding what to do with Jesus, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. So it's believing and trusting that Jesus is Lord. Who he says he is, he is. He's not a liar. So being willing to say that, Jesus is Lord. I follow him. I believe God raised him from the dead. He sent his son. He was born in Bethlehem in a manger. He was laid in a manger. He grew up. He went to the cross. He taught. He healed people. But he went to the cross. And then God raised him from the dead. So he is not dead. He is alive. So, deciding what to do with Jesus. I encourage everyone who has put their trust in Jesus, don't take it for granted. Celebrate him this Christmas. Renew your commitment to him. Follow him closely. For those who have not, all I can say is you should put your trust in him. And I know you don't do it because I tell you to. But think about it. Consider it. God loves you enough that he would have his son die. It's for the sin of the world, but it's for your sin also. And he would love you. He loves you that much. But he does require recognition and trust. And really comes down to a submitting of our will to God's. It may be one of the hardest decisions, while at the same time being one of the easiest decisions, and it's certainly one of the most, it is the most important decision a person will ever make. So we're going to finish with another song. I'll pray. We'll have another song to close off. As we sing, I invite, if there's anyone here wants to put their faith in Jesus, well, it's as simple as believing in your heart and confessing it with your mouth. And I encourage you to tell someone if you do that. If you want to talk to someone or pray with someone, just while we're singing, come on up to the front on my left, or there'll be someone at the back also on my right. And there's people who'd be happy to talk to you and pray with you. So I'm going to close in prayer, then we'll sing our final song. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your love for us, the greatest demonstration ever that you would send your son, as you say in your word. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we thank you for that. And we pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would work in our lives and that we would have joy from you as we celebrate this season where we remember Jesus' birth. I do want to pray, Lord, for anyone those who are finding this a difficult time of year. It can be very difficult for suffering loss and loneliness and different things. So, Lord, that your comfort and peace would be upon us all, but especially those who are grieving and suffering in this time. And even in this, we look to you, Lord, and go, in you we have trust and faith, and we count on you to see us through whatever we're going through. So again, thank you, Lord, for your love and your grace. And Lord, we pray that we would have your blessing on us through this season. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.